Masechta Soita, Daf Beis, we begin a new Masechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And our Masechta will discuss the Dinam of a Soita, and the Pasha of Soita is stated in Pashas Nasai by Midba Perekei, Sukkim Yud Aleph through Lamed Aleph. And the Masechta is called Soita, based on the Pasuk that states, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'mat Aleim, Ish Ish, Kisista Ishtoi, Umol V'imol. And Rashi and Chumash explained that the Pashas of the Pasuk and the word Kisista is that she was taught me Dakit Sneas, V'techsha Be'inov, that this woman and turned away from the ways of Tznius, and her husband had to be choshed that she was Mizana, and therefore our Masechta is called Soita based on the Lashon of Kisista. Others explain that it's called Soita mi Lashon Shoita, based on the klal of Ein Adam Choita Elim Kein Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. And although commonly when people discuss the concept of a Soita, generally thinking about someone who had Kinri and Stira, and then there was a suffix if she actually was Mizana, and she has to go through the process of drinking the Mayim HaMarim and being checked if she was Mizana or not. In reality, the word soita just refers to a woman who was mizana, and now there are two different types of soita. There's a soita vadai, which is in the case with our actually edim that say that we saw that she was actually mizana. Then, of course, there's the suffix soita, who is a woman who had kinui and stira, which we will define in a moment, and we are misupik if she was mizana, and therefore there's a din that she has to drink the mayim amarim, as well as the other dinim that are applicable to her, which are all discussed in Pashas Nasai, as well as in our Masechta. Now, certainly, if there were two edim that she was actually Mizana, and she's a Soita Vadai, and at this point, Midiraisa, she would be also to have relations with her husband, at least on a Drabonic level, she potentially would need a get. In addition, when her husband gives her a get, she would not receive a Ksuba, and when she divorced from her husband, she would not be able to go and marry the Boyal. And if she was married to a Kohen, she would be also to eat Truma. If she was married to Yisrael, but she was a Bas Kohen and did not have children yet, and then her husband divorced her, at the point that she goes back to her father's home, she would not be able to eat Truma any longer, as she is considered a Zayna. And if her husband doesn't divorce her, but her husband dies, and now she's an Almana and not a Grusha, she would still be Asa to go and marry a Kohen because she's considered a Zayna. And finally, if there were not only two Edim that saw that she was Mizana, but they also gave her Asra, then she would be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. And all of these Edim that we mentioned are relevant to a Saita Vadai, which is in a case where two Edim came and they saw that this woman was actually Mizana. However, our Mishnah will now discuss the case of a Suffolk Saita in order to create a Suffolk that causes their husband and wife to have the dinim of a suffix soita, then you have to have kinui and stira. And the Mishnah now starts and states as follows: Hamikani le'ishtoi, Reuven gives hasra and warns his wife not to be misyached with a specific person. So Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Mikani la'al pishnayim, Rabbi Elazar states the way to do kinui and the way to give hasra is only through two edim, meaning Reuven would have to warn his wife in front of two edim, and then afterwards, when they go to Bezin to decide and determine if this woman is a soita, the two edim would have to go to Bezin and testify that they heard this hasra. However, Beleza continues, Umashkal Piedechot Oyal Piatzmai, once you warned your wife, and therefore she already knew not to be misyached with that person, so then if she goes and secludes herself with that person that you warned her about, even if two Aiden did not see that act, and the only one that saw was the husband himself, or certainly if only one Aid saw, then we would consider that she had Stira, and therefore once she had Kinyan Stira, she would become a Suffolk Saita, and the dinam of a Suffolk Saita would apply, which we'll see in a moment. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shua Imer, Rabbi Shua argues with Rabbi Elazar, and he states, although I agree with Rabbi Elazar that the only way that a husband can warn his wife is only if he warns her in front of two Edim, and those two Edim also testify. However, I disagree with Rabbi Elazar, b'negei the din of Stira, as umashkal pishnayim, the only way that he will cause her to drink from the Me'am Arim, and she would have a din of a Suffolk Saita, is only if he had two Edim at the time of Stira as well, and it would not work al piyed echad, and certainly would not work al piatzmai. In Mepharshim or Medayik and Rashi, Dalafir Bishua, only way that we have a raya for stira is only if there are two edim that witness that she actually was misyached with this person. Therefore, Lafir Rashi, even if the husband actually saw that she had yichud with that person that he warned her about, the din would be that he still could live with her, as a stira al piatzmai is not considered a stira at all, and she doesn't have any dinim of suffix soita at all. However, other Rishonim, including the Rambam, say specifically if her husband sees that she was actually misyachid with that person, then the husband would actually be asatar. And since Lefi Rabbi Shua, the only way for the wife to drink from the Mayim HaMarim is only if they had stira al pishnei edim, and therefore, since in this case they didn't have that stira, so she would never be able to drink from the Mayim HaMarim, and there would be no way to actually ascertain if she was mizana or not. And in that scenario, there would be no etza to keep this marriage together, and her husband would have to give her a get. And the Mishnah continues, Ketzah Mekadon La, how does a husband warn his wife? Amar La b'fnei shnayim, if he said to her in front of two two edim, at the dabri mish pliny, that I don't want you to speak with this person, v'dibri mai, and then she went and spoke with that person, adayin hi mutaris lebesa, she is still muta to her husband, umutaris lecha b'truma, and she is still muta to eat truma. Now, of course, the Gemara will ask that the Mishnah just asked, ketsa mekanala, how does a husband warn his wife, and then it brings a case where this kinui is not a valid kinui, and she's not an asa, and ultimately the Gemara will explain that when Reuven said to her, at the dabri mish pliny, he meant to say to her that I don't want you to seclude yourself with this person, and therefore if she only spoke with him, then certainly she would be muta. However, the Mishnah continues, if after he was master her and he warned her, then nichlasi imoi lebesa sesa, that she went in with this person to a secluded area, vishasi imoi kidei tuma, and she was misyachir with him the shear of tuma, asur lebesa, then at that point she will be asa to have relations with her husband any longer, and of course she will also be asa lebayal, and if her husband divorces her, she will not be able to go and marry that person that he warned her about, vasur lech b'truma, and she'll also be asa to eat truma if she's a kohen, or if she's a bas kohen and she goes back to her father's house, the mess, and if the husband dies before she drank from the me'amarim, chaletzes v'leimis yabemes, then even though she falls liyibim to the brother, but since she was in the status of a soita, so then the din is that she can only do chalitza, and she would not be able to do yibim, and the Gemara will discuss what the makar is for this din. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that Rashi explains that the reason why the Mishnah used the term of a mekanel ishtai, even though that it seems that the standard term should be hamaster l'ishtai, and Rashi says lishna the kornakat v'kineis ishtai, that since the pasha soita states v'kineis ishtai, therefore our mestecha starts off hamekanel l'ishtai. In addition, we mentioned that a svade soita as well as a suffix soita have three dinim: the asa l'bal, asa l'boil, and the asa t'ichuma. Rashi brings that this is learned from the three times that it states v'nitma in the pasha soita, and this is based on the Gemara daf chaf chesam and alaf. In the pasha soita, it says v'nister v'hinitma. It says v'kineis ishtai v'hinitma, and also says ashatista isha tachas isha v'nitma. Some explain that it's actually from the pasuk in pasuk of Zion that states v'hoisa imnitma ayin sham. And really, the Tosfos Shans points out our Mishnah should have brought down another din that's applicable to a soita suffix, and that is the machlekes between beishama and beisol if she would receive a ksuba if she doesn't want to drink, or she would not receive a ksuba at that point. And beishama hold that she would be neitlus ksuba v'lo yishayis, or beisol imim she'in a neitlus ksuba. And the Tosfos Shans explains that the reason why our Mishnah did not state it is that our Mishnah is not talking about dinim mominus. And our Gemara begins, mechte, let us see, tana min nazir solik, that our tana just completed mesechtes nazir. So magurus maishna de katana saita, why is it that he goes and learns mesechtes saita after he completed mesechtes nazir? And the Gemara explains, kidu Rebbe, this is as Rebbe stated, the tanya Rebbe ayma, lominisbucha pashas nazir l'pasha saita, why is it that the Torah states the pasha of nazir right after the pasha of saita? As we stated, pasha saita is in parak hay in nasai, and pashas of nazir, as we just learned, was in parak vav of pashas nasai. Loimulcha, and this teaches us, shekala rei saita b'kukula yaza atzma menayayin, that if someone sees a saita in a state of embarrassment, then they should take upon themselves a neda to become a nazir and separate themselves from wine. As Rashi explains, b'kukula b'nivulu b'beishta sheminavla yista, because we make her disgusting when she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, as we rip her clothing and with koshe chevel l'mayla medadah, we tie a coarse rope on top of a dadayim and yaza atzma menayayin, and therefore he should separate himself and not drink wine anymore by coming to Saita, sheyayin mevil de kalas reish v'hu garim la, because wine will bring a person to kalas reish, that is what caused her to be mizana. Gemara continues, while it's true that Saita and Nazir have a shaychis to each other, but listening Saita v'hadu listening Nazir, based on your explanation, really the Gemara should first have Saita and then list Nazir, as at first you see a person that becomes a Saita, and then you should be yaza atzma menayayin, and therefore l'chayra, the order is mixed up. The Gemara answers by going through the mesechtes of Nashim, as I did Tana Ksubis, as after we first completed Mesechtes Ksubis, Vitana Amader, and in Mesechtes Ksubis, the seventh parak is Hamader, and over there it discusses the Nedarim between a man and woman, and therefore it's Shayach to Mesechtes Nashim, so Tana Nedarim, and therefore right after we learn Mesechtes Ksubis, so we learn Mesechtes Nedarim, Vaidi Tana Nedarim, and once we learn Mesechtes Nedarim, Tana Nazir, the Domin Nedarim, so therefore we learn Mesechtes Nazir, which is really a subsection of Nedarim, is when someone is Mekabal to be a Nazir, that is a type of a Neda, and therefore at this point, once we had to say Nazir after Nedarim, the Ketani Saita could Rebbe, and then we said Saita in order to teach us the Siddim Rebbe, Kol Reya Saita B'Kukula, Yaza Atzma Menayayin. This at the top of the Amid points out, how could our Gemara say that the reason why we learned Mesechtes Nazir is because we learned Mesechtes Nedarim, if in Mesechtes Nazir we actually stated that the reason why the Tana taught us Mesechtes Nazir is because we're also going to teach Mesechtes Saita. This explains the Gemara Mesechtes Nazir was trying to figure out what Shaychas does Mesechtes Nazir have have to the entire Seder Nashim, as L'chayr it should be in Seder Kachim, since it has to do with Kabbanis, and therefore the Gemara answered, the reason why Masechtas Nazir is found in Seder Nashim is based on the fact that it comes together with Saita, and our Gemara is trying to figure out, once it is in Seder Nashim, why is it that it comes after Nedarim, and that's why the Gemara explains that Tanin Nami Nazir the Damil Nedarim. Our Gemara continues, Amishta stated HaMekane L'Ishtai, and the Gemara is Medayik HaMekane, the Lashon of HaMekane is Mashma Diyevedin L'chadchil Eloi, really L'chadchil the Torah would rather that a husband is not Mekane his wife, however it's only Din Diyeved and not L'chadchil, because Kasavet Tani Didan, as our Tana holds, Asa L'chanoitz, it's really improper for a husband to give his wife a warning not to be Seisa with a specific person, and Rashi explains that the Diyek of the Gemara is based on the fact that the Mishnah could have just stated Rabbi Lezer Ime Mekane Adam L'Ishtai Al Pishnayim, and since the Mishnah added in extra words of a Mekane L'Ishtai, therefore the Gemara is Medayek that L'chayitz Mashma that's only B'dievet and not L'chatchila, and this is actually how Tosis ends off at the end of Tosis Dibur Maskal HaMekane D'Yevet In, as Tosis had a question that L'chayitz we have many times where a Gemara will say a Lashem with a Hey, and for example the Mishnah Mesechtes Pesachim states HaHilch L'Shchayitz Pesachai and Mesechtes Avedizar states HaMenech Oyvi Kechavim B'Chanusai, and we know that that's a Din L'chatchila and not B'dievet. At the end of Tosis, Tosis states V'akach HaChislam Lema the Hacham Mishnah Yisir Dayek Kedapirish Rashi Ayin Sham. The Tosis Shantz is also bothered by the same question, and he responds, "V'yishleima d'le parchle alahecha de'ikle mitai to have a loshen d'yaved inami yishleima d'le parchle," that the Gemara will not ask this question. So, I'd if the Gemara knew that they have a teretz. However, if the Gemara didn't know a teretz, then of course the Gemara was not really bothered by this point. And the Gemara continues, "Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak have a pasuk Reish Lakish b'Saita amahachi." When Reish Lakish would start giving shiur masech the Saita, he would say as follows: "A mizavgin loy la'adam isha elufi ma'isav." When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishadach people to each other, he only does it according to the people's ma'isim. As Rashi brings, "Tznuah l'tzadik uprutzah l'rasha," and Reish Lakish based this on a pasuk that states in Tehillim, "Shenema ki lo yanuach shevet ha'rasha al goyla tzadikim." Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the staff of a rasha to go and fall in the lot of a tzadik. And the pasuk continues, "Laman lo yishlchu ha'tzadikim b'avlasi yedeim," in order that the tzadikim don't fall into the bad ways of a rasha. And the Gemara continues, "Am Rabbi Bachana, Am Rabbi Yechon, v'kashal nizavgan kikriyus yamsov." Those shaduchim that are based on people's ma'isim are as difficult for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to make as if it would be recreating Kriyas Yamsov. Yechon bases this on a pasuk shenema, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Elikim Moshe v'chidim b'isa." Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts two individuals in a home and he gets them married, Moitziasim b'kasharis, and that is as difficult and as compared to when Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he brought them through the Yamsov. And Rashi explains that Moitziasim b'kasharis means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael who were chained up in Mitzrayim and he took them out of Mitzrayim in a chodesh kasha loychama b'leitzina, and that chodesh was b'kasharis. It was a chodesh which was very pleasant. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cool. And the Tosfos Shantz is bothered that how did Rabbi Yechonah know that Shidduchim are as difficult as Kriyas Yamsov? Maybe Shidduchim are as difficult as a different part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, since we're only comparing it to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, he explains that the Lashon of B'Kasharis is actually a Lashon of B'chi U'B'Shiris, and the Pasuk is comparing Shidduchim to the time that Klal Yisrael was singing, and at the same time the Mitzvah were crying, which was at the time of Kriyas Yamsov. The Gemara continues, and yes, Eini, and as Rashi explains, "Mi ha'vizivug l'fi Rasha v'schus," how could you say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bizarre people based on if they're Rasha or if they have schusim? But va'om Rabbi Yehuda am Rav, Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of Rab, "Abom Yoim kod mitzias Evlad," already 40 days before the formation of Evlad, Baskel Yoitzes v'imeres, that a Baskel comes out and states, "Bas Pleni l'Pleni, Reuven's daughter will marry Shimon, and Bais Pleni l'Pleni, and the house of Pleni will eventually go to this person, and he will live there, and son of Pleni l'Pleni, and this will be the son that he'll eventually acquire." Therefore, as Rashi points out, they already announce who their zug is prior to them being born, and therefore we don't even know if they're Rasha or the Zakai. Rashi asks the Lechira, maybe the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do this is because HaKol Golu Lefanav. However, Rashi says HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim, although everything can be known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, ultimately a person has Bechir Chavshis, Nir Shemayim is in his hands. In Taisis Diba Maschel Kaidi Mitzias Avlad, where he states Nir L'Rebbe that Kaidi Mitzias HaZacha, that when he states that this Baskel happens before the Yitzirat of Vlad, it's talking about the Zacha, Beinim Loi Nolda Nekeva, Dayin Beinim Nolda, and it doesn't make a difference if the Nekeva was already born, or if the Nekeva was not yet born, Ayin Shem. Therefore, how can we reconcile the statement of Reish Lakish, that Im Mizavgan Lelo Adam Isha Elofim Maisav, the statement of Rav, that Abom Yoyim Kani Mitzias Vlad, Baskel Yitzes Vayimeres, Bas Pleni Lepleni. And Mashah explained that this question of the Gemara is actually on Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon stated, Bekosh Lezavgan Kukriyas Yamsav, that in order to be Mizavgan them Lefim Maisav, it is very difficult like Kriyas Yamsav, but L'chayra we already had a baskal that came out, abon yom kain mitzias blood, and therefore it can't be that difficult to be mezavig them. And the Gemara answered, like kasha ha bezug rishon ha bezug sheni. It depends on which shidduch we're referring to. The person's original shidduch is based on a person's mazel and is based on the achraza of the baskal which happened abon yom kain mitzias blood. That is not as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. When Rish Lakish stated that a zivik of a person happens l'fi ma'isav, and Rabbi Yechon stated that it's kasha kriyas yamsuf, whose statements were made regarding a person's second zivug, and as Rashi says, it's kasha kriyas yamsuf shenishtanu sidri bereishis, that the whole order of ma'isav bereishis had to change at kriyas yamsuf. Zivug sheni is as difficult, and the Rishonim explained that zivug sheni only is referring to a case where you have an almon that marries an almana or a garish that marries a grusha, etc., where they were both previously married. However, if one of them is either a bachor or a basula, then it's considered zivug rishon, and it always is l'fi mazel. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Imim Mekanala Al Pishtayim V'chulu. Rabbi Elazar stated that in order for a husband to give a warning to his wife, he has to do so in front of two Edim, and she would become a Suffolk Saita if there was Stira Al Pi Eid Echad or Al Pi Atzbay. And Rabbi Yeshua said that not only by the Gei Kinui do you need two Edim, but you also need two Edim by Stira as well. The Gemara states, Ad Kan Le Pligi El Bikini V'Stira. The only machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is by the Gei Kinui and Stira Al Betuma Eid Echad Mehemen. But it's mashma that both agree, and once there is a valid Kinui and Stira, and then there's actually even one aid that comes and says that I know for certain that she actually had beer with this man. I didn't only see a stira, but I even saw that they actually had an actual beer. Then that aid echad would be neman. And Rishonim are bothered that l'chira, how do we know that this is actually the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua if they're not talking about such a scenario? Rishonim explained that the diak is by the fact that Rabbi Yeshua actually went and restated the position of Rabbi Elazar, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar really agreed to each other, and Rabbi Yeshua stated once again mekan lal pishnayim, and he didn't have to say so. So therefore, we see that Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say all the cases where you need to aid him, and he said mekan lal pishnayim umashkal pishnayim. Therefore, it's mashma that if there would be an aid echad that would come and say that I saw an actual beer, that aid echad would be believed. This woman would be considered a vade seita. Now, certainly, this woman would not be chay misa since it's only an aid echad. However, it means that she would not be able to live with her husband or be able to marry the bayal. In addition, she would not be able to drink the mea marim since we know that she actually was mizana. And if she is an ashes kayin, she'd be asla truma. And if she's a bas kayin, she would also be asla truma. Certainly, when her husband divorces her, he would not have to pay her ksuba. The Gemara continues and states that's not only based on a diak from a mishnah, but with tanan nami, we also have a mishnah on daf lamed aleph that teaches us the same din as eid echad ima niwi isishin tmeis. If even only one aid comes and says that I saw that they actually had a bia and they were mizana, lo yisishaisa, she would not be able to drink, and therefore we see that she would be considered a vade seita. Now, this din that we just mentioned, that if they already had kinyan and stira, and an eid echad then comes and says that I am certain that they were mizana, as I saw that they actually were mizana, so the eid echad would have an amonis. And Taisis, the bottom of Amid is, Tema, Adrab, Iklamema Ipcha, Abutum, Bein and Beitre, the Lachir by Tumma, it should be worse, and you should actually need two Edim, or Meshunda Israsa Isoilam. At that point, it would actually ask her forever, be Lav Masis and the Maisa, Mehecha Pshitle, Lamemachi. And if not for the fact that we have the Mishnah later on that tells us this, then how would we know that this is true? And therefore, Taisis says, Vishlema, the Difle, the Tumma, Mekina, Mestira, and it's actually easier to ask her based on an Eid Echad that says that she was Tummy, and that is even easier than Kina and Stira, since we're only talking about a case where she already had Kini and Stira, and therefore it is a Reglaid Ladova, so that's why we say that an Eid Echad would be Neman. So it's not that an Eid Echad was Neman without having Kini and Stira, and it's not in a vacuum. An Eid Echad is only Neman when it comes on the power of the Kini and Stira. And of course, there's a very nice connection between our Masechta and Masechtas Nazir, as the end of Masechtas Nazir ended off with four different Mishnayis that spoke about Reglaid Ladova, and our Gemara now also discusses a case of Reglaid Ladova. And the Gemara continues and is umeduraisa minolun ben hemen eid echad, that although we agree that we could be medayik from our Mishnah as well as from the Mishnah and daf lamed aleph, that as long as the eid echad testified that I saw that they actually were mizana, and this comes after they already had kinyan stira, that the eid echad would be neman. Since this is a din deraisa, what is the mekar for the halacha? And the Gemara brings down a braisa, the Tan Rabbanon, and the braisa starts with a pasuk that states in the pasha of Saita, as the pasuk states v'shachav isha isa shich v'zera v'nela me'ini isha v'nistra v'hinit ma ve'id ein ba v'hila nisbasa. The Gemara understands that this pasuk is talking about a situation where it was after kinyan and stira, and this woman actually had bia, as the pasuk certainly is talking about a scenario where she did something wrong, as this pasuk specifically goes out of its way to state that this pasuk is talking about a scenario where she was not an anusa, and therefore it's muach that the pasuk is talking about a scenario where this woman actually was mizana. And since this pasuk says says ve'ed ein ba, there was no aid there. So b'shnayim akasav b'daba, we explain that it means to say that there weren't two aidim that saw that she was mezana, and there was only one aid that saw that she was mezana, and the aid also testified that she was not an anusa, and therefore she was a vade saita, and she would be asa lebal and asa leboil and asa b'tshuma. And the Brisa continues, how do we know that when the pasuk says ve'ed ein ba means that there weren't two aidim, but there was one aidim? Or maybe the pasuk is telling us ve'ed ein ba, there were no aidim there at all, and there wasn't even one aid that saw that she was mezana. And even though l'chayru this pasuk is talking about a scenario where she becomes a saita vaday, and if there were no aidim at all, then how could it be that she'll be a saita vaday? What would be the basis to actually ask her to a husband? And the Gemara will ask this question on Amud Beis. The Gemara continues that how do we know what this pasuk is referring to? Tamid Leima, therefore we have a pasuk in Pasha Shaftim that states Loyakum Eidecha Be'ish, that a single witness cannot testify against someone. And we continue on that Beis Amud Beis. Mashma Shinema Loyakum Eid Be'ish, if the Torah would just say that an aid cannot get up and say testimony against a person and use the Lashon Yachid, any Eidei Shu Echad, so certainly we know that it means an Eid Echad and Ma Tamid Leima Echad. So why does the Torah have to specifically specify that it was an Eid Echad? And the Brisa explains Zeh B'nei Av, this is a Binyan Av, that Kol Makom Shenema Eid, any time in the Torah where it says that the Lashon Eid, Harekan Shnayim, Torah is referring to two Eidim, Ad Sheyiflu Chalakasum Echad, until the Torah specifies that we only require one Eid. And as Rashi says, that the Lashon Eid means witnesses, and the Lashon Eid is like a Lashon of Eidus, V'stam Eidus is Shnayim. And therefore, when the Pasuk B'negei Saita states, Ve'eid Einba, Ve'am Rachmana, Trey Lespa El Echad, and therefore we understand that the Pasuk means to say that you didn't have a two Eidim in that scenario, and you only had one Eid, and even so, as long as Vehim Leinis Basa, that she was not an Anusa, then Asura, she will be Asa to her husband. Therefore, this is the Makar, that if there's an Eid Echad that testifies that I know that she was Mezana because I saw the actual Znus, and this happened after Kinu and Stira, then that Eid Echad would be Neman. Now, the next 13 lines of the Gemara seem to be a bit scary, but actually, the Gemara is going to come back to the same shot in any case, and the Gemara now just gets very detailed as to the din that we just learned. The Gemara is, El Taima Dechsiv Loyakum Eid Echad Be'ish. It seems that the only way that we know that the din of Saita is that if you have an Eid Echad, then that Eid Echad would be Neman is only based on the fact that we had the Pasuk in Pasha Seifim that stated Loyakum Eid Echad Be'ish. Halavachi, and if we would not have that Pasuk, Havamina, we would think that Eid Saita Chadu, when the Pasuk by Saita states Ve'eid Einba, it means that there wasn't even one Eid and there were no Eidim there, and even so, this woman would be usher to her husband. And therefore, the Gemara is, how can you have such a Havamina via Filu Chadleka, and if there wasn't even one Eid, El B'mai Mistra, how could it be that that woman would be usher? And we know that that woman was usher, since the Pasuk states V'hilo Nisbasa, that she wasn't an Anusa, which is mashma that if she would have been an Anusa, then she would not be usher, but because she was not an Anusa, therefore she is usher. How could she be usher if there wasn't even one Eid? And therefore, even without the Pasuk telling us, Layakum Eidecha Be'ish, we would also know that when the Torah states, Be'ein Einbar, it's referring to a case where there wasn't two Eidim, but there was at least one Eid, and that's why she's also the husband. But the Gemara says, Istrich, we still need the Pasuk of Layakum Eidecha Be'ish, because Zakatai Tachmina, you would have thought, when the Torah states, Ve'ed Einbar, the word Eid actually refers to one Eid. The Torah is teaching us that Ein Nemanbar, that if you only have one Eid, then he's not Neman, and therefore she would not be Asa. But the Gemara asks, Ein Nemanbar, if the Torah is teaching us that an Eid Echad is not Neman, then Ve'elam Mai Boyi, then how would a woman become Asa to her husband, and how many Eidim would you need? Ad Ikatre, it must be that you need to have two Eidim in order to Asa her to her husband. If that is the din, then Lishta Kramine, then Lechari, the Pasuk would not even have to say Ve'ed Einbar, and we would know that certainly the only way that this woman would be Asa to her husband is if there are two Eidim that state that we know that she was Mezana, as we saw that they were Mezana. And how would we know that you need two Eidim? Is because we know there's a din of Ein Davar Sheva'erva Pachas Mishnayim, the Asi David David Mammon, as we learned the din of Erva from the din of Mammonis, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Kitzetze, Ki Matzaba Erva's Dava, and in Pashas Shaftim it stated, Al Pishne Eidim, Ayah Pishlesha Eidim, Yakum Dava. Therefore, Vana Yadana, Midi Dahaba, Kol Eidis Shabbatara. We would know that just like by all Eidis in the Torah, you need two Eidim, so therefore in our case, we also need two Eidim in order for her to become Asa to her husband. If so, there would be no purpose for the Torah to tell us the words of Ein Eba. Therefore, our original Kasha comes back to Lachariah, why does the Torah have to tell us, Layakum Eid Echa Be'ish, if we would certainly know that in order for a Saita to be Asa, there has to be two Eidim. And the Gemara answers, Istrich, we actually do need the Pasuk of Layakum Eid Echa Be'ish, because Salkatai Techamina, as we would think, Benegeya Saita, that although we have a general klal of Dover Dover, and we learned that Ein Dover Shavavav Pachs Mishnayim, however, Saita Shiny, the Raglaim Lo Dover, however, Benegeya Saita, maybe even one Eid would be valid because there's a Raglaim Lo Dover, a Rei Kina Love in Istra, because you already already had Kinyan and Stira, and therefore Lisamim Ba'edachad, you would have Habmina, that one aid should be Neman to Asahar to a husband. Therefore, we would explain that when the Pasuk states B'negei Saita, V'eid Einba, it means that one aid is not Neman, and the only way that should be Asa is only if you had two Aidim, and that's why we need the Pasuk of Layakim Eidachab Ish in order to teach us that when the Pasuk states V'eid Einba, it means that there weren't two Aidim, but there was one aid, and that Eid Echad would be Neman B'negei Saita, and this woman would be Asa to her husband. And the Gemara continues, Mimatz's Amrit, the Ein Neman Ba V'shaya, that how would we ever have a Habmina that when the Torah stated V'eid Einba, it means that one aid would not be Neman, and therefore she would be Mutta, if we already explained previously that V'Habminachsiv V'hila Nisbasim Mechlal De Asura, that this Pasuk cannot be talking about a scenario where this woman is Mutta, since the end of the Pasuk says that she was not an Anusa, and Smashma, that's why she would be Asa, and therefore we see when the Torah says the word V'eid Einba, teaching us that she is Asa to her husband in this scenario, and you can't explain the words V'eid Einba as Eid Nemaba, that an Eid Echad is not Neman to Asa her on her husband. And finally the Gemara says, Istrich, that we do need the Pasuk of Layakum Eid Echad Be'ish, as it teaches us that Salkadat Ramina, you may have thought that when the Torah says V'eid Einba, it's teaching us Eid Nemaba, that Eid Echanami, one Eid is not Neman to Asa her on her husband, Ad Ikatre, until you have two Eidim, and if a Tre Nami, and even if you had two Eidim, he'd lay in his spasa, that the only time that she'd be Asa to her husband, if she was not a Nusa, Kamash Blon, and therefore the Torah tells us that any time it states in the Torah, the Lashon Eid, it refers to two Eidim, and therefore when the Torah stated V'eid Einba, it's coming to teach us that even though there weren't two Eidim, and there was only one Eid, that Eid would be Neman, and she'd be Asa to her husband. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua Imam, Mekanala Pishnayim V'chulu, Rabbi Shua argued on Rabbi Leza, and he held that not only does Kinu need two Eidim, but Stira also needs two Eidim. And the Gemara asked, my time to Rabbi Shua, what is the Makar from Rabbi Shua? Our Makra, and he says that the Pasuk states, V'eid Einba, and we learn out that the only time that one Eid works is only for Eid Abiyah. However, Ba V'loi B'kinui, it works for Eid Abiyah, however, for not for Eid Kinui, as you need two Eidim, Ba V'loi B'stira, and the only time that an Eid Echad would work is only for Eidus Abiyah, but not for Eid Stira. And you're also required to have two Eidim that saw, and that they could testify that she secluded herself with that person. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Leza, amen, Rabbi Leza's Makar is based on the same Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, V'eid Ein Ba, and we learn out, Ba, that the only time that one Eid works is only if there's an Eid Echad that testifies that I saw that she had Bia after she already had Kinui and Stira. However, an Eid Echad would not work B'negei Kinui. And when a husband wants his wife, he has to do so in front of two Eidim. And the Gemara is, V'eima, and L'chayr, according to Rabbi Leza, since he learns the word Ba, so he should also learn, like Rabbi Shua, Ba V'loi B'stira, and even B'negei Stira, he should require two Eidim. And Rabbi Leza in the Mishnah stated that B'negei Stira, even the husband alone, can actually testify that I saw that she secluded herself with this person, and she would be us at him, and she would become a suffix saita. The Gemara says, Stira iska shul tumah, the Rabbi Leza holds that the din of Stira is hukash to tumah, the chsiv v'nistra v'hinitma, since the Pasuk tells us the din of Stira, and also says the lashon of tumah, and therefore, just like b'negei tumah, all you need is one aid, therefore b'negei the din of Stira, all you need is one aid, and once one aid is neman, then the husband himself would be neman as well. And the Gemara is, kinu nami iska shul tumah, while it's true that Stira is iska shul tumah, but the chayr kinu is also iska shul tumah, the chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kineas is Shtoi Vahinit Ma, and the Gemara answers, Hamid Rahman Ba, since we have a mean in the Torah that states Ba, and we have to use it for something, therefore Rabbi Leza would rather use it to teach us Ba V'loi B'kinoi, and not to teach us Ba V'loi B'stira, and therefore Rabbi Leza requires two Eidim B'negei Kinoi, and he only requires one Eid, and he himself could testify B'negei Stira. And the Gemara answers, with my Reyes, why did Rabbi Leza decide to use Ba to teach us V'loi B'kinoi, B'negei Stira, he only requires one Eid, and he himself could testify based on a Hekesh from Tumah? L'chayr, maybe let's say the opposite. The Gemara explains, Mistavra Stira Adifa Shekin Esrasa Ketumah, that's Mistavra to Rabbi Leza, we should machmir by a woman B'negei Stira, and even if there's only one aid, she should be Asa to her husband Shekin Esrasa Ketumah, and at that point, once you have an aid echad, and we will believe that aid echad, then it would actually ask her just like if she became tummy, and just like if the aid echad said that we saw that she actually was Mizana. And the Gemara is, Adi Rabba, l'chayr, let's say Pungfaket, that Kinu Adif, that l'chayr Kinu should be stronger, and therefore the din should be that aid echad should actually asra, shekein ikka garmla, because this is the ikka that actually causes her to become asa, because without having kinui, then the stira would be nothing. Gemara now tries to state, ilav stira, kinu mi'ikka, without the stira, then the kinu wouldn't do anything either, because ultimately, the only way that she becomes asa, if she actually has yichud, and she actually goes into seclusion with this person. And the Gemara states that we also have a svara afucha, because ilav kinui stira mayhani, as if you don't have the kinui, and you didn't warn her, then even if she actually secluded herself with this Shmien, it wouldn't Asara, and therefore both the Kina and Stira seem to be equal, and therefore the Gemara's question is once again, Umay Royis, and how does Rabbi Elazar know to compare the din of Stira to the din of Tumah, and you're only required to have Eid Echad, and he should learn Bar Veloy Bikinoi to teach us that Eid Echad would not be Neman B'negei Akinoi. And finally, the Gemara states, Afilu Hachi Stira Adifa, even so, Rabbi Elazar feels that Stira should be compared to Tumah, as it makes sense that we should be Machbe B'negei Stira, even an Eid Echad works B'negei Stira, that Schalta de Tumahi, since Lemaisa, the beginning of Tumah, is the Stira, and since it's really one act, so therefore they both have the same din, and by both, even one aid would work. The Gemara continues that although in the Mishnah we had a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar stated that b'negei kinui you need to aid him, and b'negei stira even one aid or the husband alone would be enough to testify that they were secluded together. However, the Gemara now states masnisin d'loikai tana, our Mishnah is not going like the following tana. The tanya, as we learned to the brayso, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda imim mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda had a different version as to what Rabbi Elazar stated, and his version was hamikanin l'ishtei mikana al pi'ed echad, that b'negei kinoi you only need one aid, oya piatzmai, and if the husband himself wants to warn his wife and he gives his wife asra beinah lebeinah and there is no one else there, it would be a valid asra and a valid kinoi umashkel al pishnayim. And over here Rabbi Elazar reverses his position and he holds b'negei asira that you have to have to aid him to testify that we saw that she secluded herself with this person. Rabbi Elazar shita in the braisa is punk faket from his shita in the Mishnah, and the braisa continues heshiv rechamim ledivra rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda, and the chacham responded to Rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda that ain ledav saif, that according to the shita Rabbi Elazar, the melchira you'll always have situations where a woman would become asa to her husband, because if her husband gets angry at her, it'd be very easy for him to aser her on himself by just stating that at one point I want you not to be saisa with a specific person. He will be believed since lemaisa you don't need any aidim, and we'll get back to this point in a moment. And the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda, what's pshat and Rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar, Lefida's version of Rabbi Elazar? Why is it that he says that you need to aid him for stira and you don't need any aid him for the din of kinoi? And the Gemara states, amakra ba bavalei b'stira, that since the pasuk tells us that the aid aim ba, if a woman already had kinoi and stira and then an aid echad comes and says that I saw that she had bia with this person, then the din is that she would be usher to that person even though it is only an aid echad. And we learn out ba bavalei b'stira that the only time that we say an aid echad works is only b'negeya bia. However, b'negeya stira you do need to aid him. This Gemara goes through the same cheshbin as we had before, because ve'im above v'loy bikinui, why don't we use the drasha ba to teach us that the only time that an erechol works is b'negei tumah, but not b'negei kinui? And l'chayra, how could Rabbi Elazar state that b'negei kinui you don't even need an erechol, and he himself would be nema to say that I want her? This version of Rabbi Elazar shita, the Gemara in response, kinui is l'shul tumah, that kinui is actually compared to tumah d'chsev v'kinei is ishtar v'hinit ma, therefore you don't need to aid him b'negei kinui. But the Gemara is again stirinami is l'shul tumah l'chayra b'negei stira. We also have a hekesh to a tumah, the chsiv, as we stated, the nistra v'hinit ma, and l'chayra Rabbi Elazar should learn that stira has a din like tumah, and it's valid even if you only have an aid echad, and kinui needs to aid him, as we would learn ba v'loy b'kinui. The Gemara says that in chenami we have the pasuk of a nistra v'hinit ma, and therefore there's a comparison between stira and tumah. We use that hekesh in order to teach us ahu l'kamasher stira, comes to teach us the amount of time that a woman would have to be secluded with this person in order to become asa, and we learn kadei tumahu da asa, and it comes to teach us the shear of stira is the shear of her aras bia. And since we already have something that we learned from the hekesh from stira to tumah, therefore we use the other hekesh of kinui and tumah, teach us that just like an eid echad is neman b'negei tumah, an eid echad or the baal himself can warn his wife, there's no requirement to have two eidim when he warns his wife. The Gemara now goes back to explain the braisa, as the braisa ended off heshiva chacham l'divrei Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda in l'dav asayif, that the chacham responded to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that according to your version of Rabbi Elazar, that in l'dav asayif. And the Gemara explains, my niu, what does this mean? The zimn leikani, because maybe there'll be a time where the husband never warned his wife, the amma kanoi, and then at the time when he gets angry at his wife, he'll find an easy way to answer her and to cause her to lose aksuba, as he knows that potentially there was a time his wife was secluded with Shimon, and he will say that I originally gave you hasra, and I originally warned you that you should not seclude yourself with Shimon, since he is believed to say so, and he doesn't have to have edim that he actually warned his wife, so therefore it'll be very easy for him to answer her. As Lamaisa, his wife was never careful not to potentially seclude herself with Shimon because she really wasn't warned. And that's what the Rabbanim meant when they asked Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that ain l'dav asayif. But the Gemara asks, if there's a pshat, halam shesenu yesh l'dav asayif, but according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar HaMishnah, then he's telling me that yesh l'dav asayif, but zimn d'leis tata, but l'chayra a similar thing could happen, that he could get angry at his wife, and really she never Hannah actually secluded herself with Shimon, and Va'ama Istata, and he will say that she secluded herself with Shimon, and he will cause her to become Asar, and he'll cause that she will lose her Ksuba. And the Gemara answers, Amar Bitzur Rabbi Yisuf, Amar Rabbi Echran, Rabbi Yisuf Rabbi Yisuf stated in the name of Rabbi Echran, that when the Rabbanim said this, Aflu Dib Rabbi Yisuf Rabbi Huda, Inu Davasayif, they meant to say that it's not only a question on Rabbi Lez and on Mishnah, but even according to Rabbi Yisuf Rabbi Huda, this question is also true that Inu Davasayif. And the Gemara now asks that L'chayr, this doesn't make sense, because you're telling me Aflu Dib Rabbi Yisuf Rabbi Huda, which is Mashma, that Loimi Baila Mishnasenu, that certainly this question is valid B'negeya Mishnah, but Adraba L'mishnasenu Ika Ika, in regard to Rabbi Lez's Shita on Mishnah, there is actually some sort of Ika, as Rashi says, since the Shita Rabbi Lezer on Mishnah is that a man has to warn his wife in front of two Edim, B'negeya Kinoi, so therefore, at one point at least, we see that he wasn't angry at that time, and he went and found Edim, and he formally warned her, and therefore, since this was contemplated, so we don't have to worry that maybe at some point he'll get angry and automatically cause her to become Asar, as it must have been that he contemplated that she would seclude herself with this man, as otherwise he wouldn't have warned her. However, Hassam in the Shita Rabbi Lezer that's brought down in the Braisa from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, there was never a time where he warned her at all prior to getting angry, and since he could warn her even without Edim, so that is actually ripe for fraud. And this issue that Rabbanon asked Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, more prevalent according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda's version of Rabbi Lezer than our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Lezer. How could Rabbi Yechanan explain that what it meant is Aflo Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda Ein L'Davar Seif? And the Gemara therefore answers Eli Itma Hachi Itma. If we learned a din from Rabbi Yechanan, it was as follows: that Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Amar Rabbi Yechanan L'Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda. That certainly this is a problem according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, as the Hasra will be Alidei Atzmai, and therefore it's ripe for fraud. For Aflo Mishnasenu Ein L'Davar Seif, and even according to our Mishnah, where it's not as ripe for fraud, because at least the actual Hasra had to be done through two Edim. But Banan are still worried about fraud, and that's why they asked Rabbi Lezer that Ein L'Davar Seif. The Gemara continues. Amar B'chanina Masura. B'chanina Masura stated Leilema Inish L'Issei, that a person should not say to his wife Bizman Azeh, nowadays when there's no Beis Hamikdash and you can't drink Dembayim Amarim Leitisri Bahadi Pliny, that you should not be saisi yourself and you should not seclude yourself with Shimon Dilma Kaim Alak Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, because with Masupik that maybe we hold like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda the Amar Kinyan Al Pi Atzmai, the husband's Hasra could even work Bein Noy LeBein Na, if at a later point Umistatra that she actually will be saisi herself and will be secluded with him even by mistake, even though during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, she would just be able to go to the Beis Hamikdash and she will be able to drink to Mayim Amarim and become mutter to her husband. However, nowadays, Veleka Idna may say to the Mivdaka, since we don't have the Mayim Amarim in order to be Baidaka, the Kasa La'alel is Sued La'ilam, and it will then cause that he'll become Asa to his wife forever. And the Mefarshim are bothered as to what Rab Chanina Masura is teaching us as Mimanushach. As first of all, we shouldn't be Chayshish for the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, who teaches us a second version of Rabbi Lezer, because as we know, we pass like Rabbi Shua over Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer Shemuti. And number two, even if we pass like Rabbi Lezer, we pass like Rabbi Lezer that states in our Mishnah and not like Rabbi Lezer from the Braisa. Even if it is true that Rabbi Chanina Masura is correct that we should be chayshish for the version of Rabbi Lezer that's brought by Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, however, if so, this would actually be an issue even during the time that the Beis Hamikdash was around, as you wouldn't be able to go and give her the Mayim Amarim to drink in this situation, since we're not sure that she's actually chayv to drink the Mayim Amarim, and even during the Zman of Beis Hamikdash, she should still be usher to her husband, Ayin Dachreinim, and we will stop over here.